Brian and Trisha. Here's an interesting little tidbit that I found. Unfrosted Pop-Tarts have more calories and fat than the frosted Pop-Tarts, if you pay attention to things like that.
Huh.
Isn't that strange? You would think that if you're getting the unfrosted one, that it would be better for you. But it's not.
It's a Pop-Tart. I don't think you're eating, you know, that's a dietary solution.
Yeah, there's nothing really good in a Pop-Tart, is there, except the flavor and the taste. The unfrosted ones have a slightly thicker crust to make up for the lack of frosting, which I've never paid attention to. I like Pop-Tarts, but Pop-Tarts are weird for me because, you know, with my diabetes, I take the insulin according to the carb ratio that I have with my doctor that I've used.
Your carburation? You
know? Yeah, exactly. So I take my correct amount of insulin, and it doesn't work for Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts are like, nope, not today. No, Trisha, your diabetes and this insulin, I don't care what you think. So Pop-Tarts are an item that I have to be willing to battle with if I'm going to eat it.
I like a Pop-Tart, but here's the funny thing. I don't warm them up. I don't put them in the toaster. I just open the package and eat them.
Yeah.
And then my kids followed suit, and that's how they eat their Pop-Tarts. So no one in my house actually does them the way they're supposed to be, which is, you know, put in the toaster and eat them.
No, hold on. Like, who says that there has to be a certain way to eat a Pop-Tart?
I don't know. There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. I know that.
I mean, are there rules on the box of Pop-Tarts that say you have to eat it this way?
I don't know that there's rules, but, you know, as a kid, I ate them warmed up. And then at some point, I think it was just expedience and never being, you know, I had time to stop for 30 seconds and warm something up. I'm like, I'm just going to eat this in the car.
I mean, I don't buy them very often because, of, like I said, you know, the insulin doesn't react as well to Pop-Tarts as I would like it to. So, but when I do want it, I just eat it. However, sometimes I'm like, oh, I would like it in the toaster heated up. Other times I'm like, nah, but I don't think there's a right way or a wrong way.
Well, as I said, there is no wrong way to eat a Reese's, and that's good news.
Okay. <Those two.
laughs> Hi, Brian and Trisha.
Hey, if you're not worried about calories eating a Pop-Tart, lather the top of it with butter before you warm it up.
What?
I have seen people make a butter sandwich out of two Pop-Tarts.
Ooh,
you warm it.
I haven't tried that one.
You warm one. Yeah. You warm them up, and then you layer it with butter, and then put them together and eat it.
A butter sandwich is what you would call that?
Yeah. Huh. Well, it's a Pop-Tart butter sandwich. Chocolate on top, chocolate on bottom.
Oh, okay. I was thinking jelly, but yeah, okay.
Well, you could do both. You could do peanut butter. I mean, there's really no wrong way to eat a Pop-Tart.
Like peanut butter. That's absolutely right. Peanut butter would be good on a chocolate one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Well, what is your favorite type of Pop-Tart?
I like the strawberry one with icing, maybe some sprinkles on it.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Do you like it without the icing?
I prefer icing, yes.
Okay.
I like with
icing.
That's
good to know it has less calories.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you care.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This
it's all about health.
I really don't care.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.